We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I am pleased for this segment because Kevin Ingram is in studio, and he's the president out of Manhattan Christian College, and he brought some cookies.
Yeah, a little celebration that we're back in studio together and thankful for that because it's been, what, 15 months since we've been in studio, and it's just kind of, even though some of the numbers are tweaking up right now, really glad to have some normalcy to what we've been doing, and so it's good to be back in studio with you and good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, and yeah, we've been doing some limited interviews here in studio once in a while, and it's good, you know, not everybody's some people are comfortable doing the Zoom, and that's fine, but it's really good to see people's faces again, and not that we didn't see them on Zoom, but this is different.
Yeah, it is different, and it just feels right, and as we both emailed yesterday, we're both vaccinated, and so we're taking the proper steps to protect ourselves, and so let's take advantage of it and see what we can do getting back to normal. So great to see you in person, and again, enjoy the cookies today.
Absolutely, and you know, we're kind of celebrating here a little bit, not only that, but Dave told me, and You had a birthday recently.
Yeah, I did have one of those significant birthdays recently. The 1st of July, I turned 60. And so obviously 60 is a significant one. And, you know, glad to make it 60 years. And since, you know, Dave's not here to defend himself right now, we'll point out in the fact that here in a few weeks, he's going to be catching me. And so we'll have to give him a hard time on the day he turned 60. But yeah, it was a fun day. My family came to town. We enjoyed the time together. And so it was great.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna keep that in here, and he always likes to downplay his birthday, but we're not gonna let him this year. So
no, not at all. And I'll do this. You'll probably call it in on Friday anyway. But on Friday, my wife and I celebrate 38 years. So
well, how about that?
Happy anniversary to my wife. I'm blessed to have had her in 38 of my 60 years to be a part of my life. So grateful for that.
That is fantastic news. Good to hear. Well, you know, lots going on here in education and, you know, kind of getting ready for the fall. We were talking with our school district officials earlier, kind of what their plans are, and a lot of uncertainty right now in terms of how COVID's going to impact that. I'm sure those are conversations you're having as well.
Yeah, we are starting those conversations and just on the leading edge of it, and really the benefit of it from coming to it at this point this year was a year ago, we were all on a steep learning curve. You know, we were all making plans that we'd never had to make before. And so thankfully, we've already got a plan and a pattern. And if need be, we can immediately kick back into what we did last fall, you know, with the entrance and exit patterns, the mask, the class, social distancing, all of the above. And so we've already got that lined out, and we're grateful for that. And we're hoping that we don't have to move into that. And my assistant and I were talking about it yesterday, and she brought up a good point that hopefully this is just maybe a little 4th of July pop-up, you know, where people got together on the 4th of July, and it's increased it for a few weeks, and it'll go back down. But obviously, we want to do everything we can to protect our faculty and staff and students, and as our goal was last year, to have a safe and healthy environment physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally for everybody who comes to our campus. And so we're obviously watching the numbers and everything going on and looking at those Riley County health updates, you know, when they come out and what the numbers are doing and testing. I think it was 8.8% last week that the number of tests were positive. And so we'll keep our eye on it and be ready to respond as we need to make sure everybody's safe on our campus.
I know K-State put out some information a couple weeks ago about how many students and staff, faculty have been vaccinated. Are you pleased with where you guys are at?
Yeah, we do know where our you know, our faculty and staff are. I mean, a high percentage of them have been vaccinated. I don't know exactly sure how many haven't been, but you know, we had a, you know, Riley County Health Department reached out in that phase two when we were able to get vaccinated, and it was kind of fun. It, you know, we left the office and went out to the Potter Hall, and here's 10 of us in the room. We were all, every few minutes, somebody else from MCC cycled in as one of them cycled out, waiting their 15 minutes. And so really a high percentage of us are vaccinated and just to make sure that we're safe and be safe for our students. And so from a student perspective, we're not sure. You know, we'll encourage them to get it, but obviously it would be up to them whether they would or not. So,
And that's really all you can do at this point. I mean, people are going to get it if they're going to get it. And, you know, we encourage it, obviously, this is what the experts are telling us, so we listen to the experts.
Yeah, and it doesn't eliminate all chances. You know, obviously, that there's still some people who've been vaccinated, just like they are with all vaccines. You know, they just help us out, and so we hope it helps us be ready for the fall. And again, I want to give kudos to our faculty and staff and students for how well they handled it last year. You know, we had a great plan. They followed it. We were talking about it the other day that we really didn't have much pushback, that everybody just fell into line and did what we needed to do, and we're grateful. And give a shout out to Ben Grogg and April Wendt, who were the two on campus who really helped keep a tent on the note, on the numbers, and did all the informing and, hey, you got to quarantine and all the above. And so we'll be ready again this year.
All right. Well, it's July 21st, and I know that school starts in various dates for the different organizations. When is the start date for MCC?
Well, our start date will be that Monday, August 23rd will be the first official day of classes. But we have the week before, you know, we have our athletes move in and they start fall practice. We have our RAs come in and our resident assistants start preparing for the year and getting their suites and floors ready. And then August 20th is when our freshmen will move in. They move in, I think, probably on they'll check in between 9 and 5 and move in our residence halls. And we'll start with, you know, lunch and dinner. And then we'll have, at the end of that day, one of the unique things at 6:30, we kind of have a family celebration in our worship center. It's a little bit of worship and prayer time. And it's the time where, you know, the parents know that this is – you know, this is our goodbye. That's the official, and those who might still be in town have that opportunity. And then the students start their activity at 7:30 that night, and that's where the suites and the floors start connecting and building relationships. And they have a residence hall activity, and then they have meetings. And then the next day, we go through all of our new student orientations. We don't do that at a separate trip; we do it right at the beginning, and we give them a snapshot of MCC and more orientation. And then the Saturday night, they have a party off campus, you know, where they go and celebrate together. And then Sunday, it starts all over again, encouraging them to go to church and then bowling in the union. And Sunday night kind of ends up with an ice cream social with my wife and I, where we have ice cream on campus and encourage people to come and enjoy just fellowship and hang out. And our faculty and staff come. And, you know, we take advantage of being a small campus that is able to have a community and relationships. And so this first weekend really lays the groundwork for all of that. And then Monday, it gets real because classes start and they got to get up early and get moving. And so we hope to help them make a great preparation, a great start for our freshmen. And our upperclassmen are very involved and really connected with the students. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it. Can't believe it's already here. I don't know about you, but I think back to what I did in April, and it seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
Time has gone so fast. But it's here, and we're going to be ready and get off to a great start.
And it looks a lot different than it did 1 year ago. You know, we weren't being able to plan a whole lot of social events like this.
Right. It just was totally different. And, you know, and we did limit some of our orientation. We did have our ice cream social, and we went ahead and did it, but we did it outside. We encouraged distancing, and it was our opportunity we looked at it as a chance of, if a student walked up, since they were outside, they might not have their mask on, but they couldn't get ice cream until they put their mask on. So we used it kind of as a, I know you want ice cream, but you can't have any. You pull your mask out, put it on your face. That's going to be a requirement. And everybody responded really well. And so we're excited about hopefully having, again, hopefully, you know, we'll see what it does, but hopefully having a more normal start to the school year.
All right. I know there's a little bit of road work going on kind of near the college on 14th Street, if I remember right. Is that interrupting anything?
Well, I mean, it happened at a great time because we've been in summer mode, and you have to drive a couple of blocks around because when 14th was shut off, you know, that didn't limit us as much as Laramie being closed. Mm-hmm. And while 14th is open, Laramie is still closed. And so, you know, we're still having to drive around the block. And when you have a guest coming to campus, you have to remind them, oh, you have to access our campus off of 16th and not 14th. And so we're trying to think ahead and prepare people for it. But, you know, it's progress. Can't believe how big the parking garage is. I knew it was going to be big, but when you can see it from our campus, you realize how big it is. But, you know, there's some positives to all of this as well because of some of what they're doing from the structure, infrastructure under the ground, the water issues we've had in the streets around Aggieville and around our campus when we do get a heavy rain. Hopefully a lot of that's going to be taken care of by the new lines they're putting in and the new drains they're putting in. And I think they're thinking about putting in a red light at that intersection of 14th and Laramie, which, you know, 80% of the time might not be needed, but that 20% of the time it'll be a safety issue for people who walk across that street so much. So there'll be some positives with it, and we're looking forward to it. And thankfully it's been in summer, and hopefully it'll be open before we get back to school being started.
Yeah, that's one of the most congested parts of the whole city, I think, is right there, 14th and Laramie.
Well, and when Anderson and Bluemont were down to one lane and all of the above, it really choked it down. When Laramie was shut down and 12th Street was shut down and, you know, all the above, it really made it interesting getting to work. But it works out.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Glad it's not interrupting too much here as we get started with the school year. Let's pause here. We'll take a break and hear from some of our sponsors. More with Kevin Ingram here from Manhattan Christian College in a moment on KMAN.